So we have another healing story today. 10 people with a skin disease, they were on Jesus's route. They had heard him coming and that he was around, and they had to go out and see him. They yelled, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." 10 people were then told to go and show themselves to the priest. And on the way, they were made clean. And then the one comes back and thanks Jesus. So there's some things that we could look at in this lesson today. We could look at that God is healing in abundance. 10 people, we usually only hear about them when it is like a one-on-one. He usually heals one person and then another and then another. But this time he shared abundantly with 10 people the healing, the love, the forgiveness, the mercy, and the salvation all at once. 10 people. So we could talk about God's abundant healing, God's abundant love, how God goes above and beyond to bless us and to give us what we need. We could also talk about the Samaritan was the one who turned back. And that's noteworthy because usually Jesus had been healing people that were the Hebrew people. And so he was doing that. And so they have a beef against each other. Samaritans and the Hebrew people were always at each other's throats. So we could talk about how he goes to the outside. We could talk about how God includes all of the people in the world. We could do that, but we know that, right? We know that God has abundant love. We know that God loves everybody. We know that God's love is for everyone. We know that God's healing is for everyone. We even heard of it in the Old Testament. There have been time and time again where God has shown that God's love is wide and big and unimaginable and includes everyone. We could talk about that. We could talk about gratitude, right? Only one came back, and so we should be thankful when God is in our lives and God heals us, and we should have that great attitude of gratitude in our lives. Of course we should. We know that too. But what I want to talk about is how Jesus again and again and again usually tells the people when they are healed that your faith has made you well. Go. Your faith has made you well. But where in that point? Where in our faith do we come to the point where we are seeking Jesus out like the people on the side of the road? When we see the people who have so little left, that they're so desperate, that they're out of the community, that they just feel like they are all alone and isolated. What point in their faith draws them to Jesus? I think it's in the desperation. I think it's in the time where, you know, you have tried everything. Whether it is that you are working on whatever it is in your life, whether you are worried, whether you are fearful, whether you are trying to get clean and sober, whether you are undergoing tests and treatments, whether you are living with or caring for someone with dementia, whether it is just the natural aging process where our bodies betray us again and again and again, and we are tired. We're worried about finances. We're worried about something, and we just keep trying to do it on our own. You know, when you see people and you think, oh, I can do this. Whatever it is that I've been trying to overcome, whatever it is that's been holding me captive, whatever it is in our lives, we do not look to God first. Oftentimes, we look, what, to ourselves, right? And we think, oh, if we were just more charming, or if I was just smarter, or if I worked harder, or if I found the right doctor, if we had the right treatment, if I could do all of this, then it would be better. And pretty soon, you start holding on to whatever it is that is holding you back, whatever it is that is making you feel sick or tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? And you're holding on to it, and you're holding on to it, and you think, I just can't do it anymore. God says, let it go. I had a person in my one of my classes this week. She said, you know, there's that saying that you know, God can't take it up if you don't let it go. God can't get a hold of that if you don't let it go. It's like a tug of war between, I can do this, and God's like, give it to me. Give it to me. Because I am a God of abundance, our God says. Our God is a God for everyone, and his love is unimaginable, and it is effective, and it's working every single day with you, in you, through you. And that's what's happening. So God says, stop white knuckling. Open those hands and let it go. And God takes it up. And God provides healing. So granted, it is not an all, like, boom, here you are. We're all so happy and carefree now. Sometimes it's a gradual thing. And sometimes it's an all-at-once thing. And sometimes it's a thing you're going to have to live with, but you're not doing it alone, and you can have some time that frees you from that. Moments or days or whatever it is. But here's where we're tempted, right? We say, okay, at my wit's end. And so, okay, God, here, heal this. Master, Jesus, heal me. And then what do? You take it back. I'm not done worrying about that. I'm not done trying my best to get that on my own. It was a moment of weakness, God, that I let you have it, but I'm gonna need that back again. You are probably familiar with that. So here we are, living as God's people, knowing that God heals abundantly, that God heals everyone, that when we have that relief, that the natural reaction is thanksgiving. And that it is our faith that makes us well. That we believe that God is with us, that God can, God has, and God will always be loving us and forgiving us and serving us and accepting us and giving us salvation. Let it go. I say that, and I know how hard that is. I know how hard that is. It's one of the most asked questions for me. How do I let it go? Oh, I don't know. I think it's something we work on individually, but I also think it's something we work on communally, too. That we help each other through our times, that we continue our relationship with God, that we continue our relationship with one another, and somehow, some way, maybe it's God that eventually lets us let go. Get up. Go on your way. Your faith has made you well. Amen.